From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. As Southwest Floridians grapple with images of dolphin carcasses washing ashore, dozens of migratory birds have been dying at an alarming rate on a Collier County beach. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo has more.
It's okay, baby.
On a beach in Marco Island, Colleen Gill has just emerged from the Gulf of Mexico holding a shorebird that she just pulled from the water.
Sorry, I didn't want it to drown. Let's see, dropping out of the sky. Literally dropping out of the sky.
For the past 3 weeks, she and other volunteers have found dozens of sick or dead birds, mostly small, migratory sandwich, and common terns.
There's been really extreme situations where they're convulsing and dropping dead, like right in front of you. It's not a slow, delayed process. So a lot of the birds that we are scooping up, they aren't even making it to the wildlife hospital alive.
Gil meets up with Joanna Metzger, who's pulling a blue wagon behind her.
How are you?
In it are sick birds she's gently placed in towel-lined shoeboxes.
This one can still move a little bit, but he's definitely feeling the effects.
This one didn't make it. Gosh.
Volunteers like Metzger and Gil rush the sick birds to the Von Arx Wildlife Hospital in Naples, where only 8% of the birds that make the car ride survive. Hospital director Joanna Fitzgerald said she's never seen anything like it.
The hard part is most of them are dying within an hour or so. We're not even getting into a real solid treatment plan that we know will work because they're passing away faster than we can help them, honestly.
Right before Thanksgiving, Fitzgerald says they sent tissue samples to the state to determine what's killing the birds, but haven't heard back, so there's no official cause yet. In the hospital parking lot, Metzger reviews the fate of the patients she brought in this day.
Three died on the way. The one that fell out of the sky is a laughing gull, and the other is a common tern. So those are the two that are alive. I had five that are deceased. You know, it's just never ending. So I just don't know when it's going to end. When everything's dead, are we next?
Back on the beach, Colleen Gill is walking among the remains of birds that didn't even survive long enough for an attempted rescue.
So they came through, they grated the beach, and they didn't pick up the birds. So now we have dead bird pieces all over the beach. Another piece one there. This is great for tourism.
She glances at a small flock of terns out near the edge of the water. It's about a third of its normal size, and then continues walking in search of birds that need saving. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Marco Island.